Multifamily is the sector that a lot of people are focused on right now, which means deal flow is going to tighten up. A lot of private money is going to be flowing into these sectors. So make sure you're aligning yourself with firms that have good deal flow.
Welcome back to the Investing with Purpose podcast, where we explore the intersection of success and significance. We discuss alternative investment options from our experience buying hundreds of millions of dollars worth of real estate, but most importantly, how we're using that business to impact people in a positive way to leave a legacy that matters. Let's get after it.
Welcome back to the Investing with Purpose podcast. Today, it's Investment Data Day. I mean, we have seen so many news articles come out recently. I mean, everything from Chicken Little, the sky is falling, to the next great recession, to this asset class is doing great. So I just want to dig into the data. I've been reading a lot of articles from Forbes to Reuters to USA Today. I mean, you name it, right? So we're a data-driven company. We want to look at what is the reality, because we know that lots of opportunity exists during recessions. So how are we well capitalized enough to capitalize on those potential deals? So first step is, are we in a recession yet? So Forbes article came out April 19th, just under a week ago, measures 15 economic indicators. And those are CPI, Consumer Price Index, Manufacturing Index. I'm not going to go through all of them. But at the end of the day, if more than half of these things are in the negative, then they think a recession is kind of imminent, right? So let's see what the data says. So they say out of these 15 indicators, 3 are positive, 4 are neutral, and 8 are negative. So not a great sign that we are not moving into a recession. But what does a recession mean for where you're going to invest? Well, historically, recessions are not great for the stock market. Historically, recessions, you need to find more recession-resistant type of investments, right? So we're looking at is commercial real estate in trouble? The short answer is some of it. The longer-winded answer is, well, what asset classes and why? So pretty amazing data in terms of how much commercial real estate debt is coming due. So I think I reported earlier about 6 months ago that it was about $163 billion of commercial mortgages were going to be coming due in 2023. I don't know who got this data wrong, and I saw it in multiple places, but now they're saying upwards of half of the $2.9 trillion in commercial real estate debt is coming due in the next 24 months. So you're talking $1.7 trillion in the next 24 months is going to come due. And what that means is you have to refinance or you have to sell, but you're not going to be able to do that because you have significantly higher rates than you had 5 years ago at historic lows. So how are they going to refinance? I think they're going to be forced to sell a lot of them. And I think they're going to have to do capital calls with their investors, meaning have to come back with more capital to get a new loan. Either hold long term and ride out the storm, or you're going to have to sell at potentially a discount. And that's where we come in. We don't have any properties that are going to be sold at a discount. We have longer term debt on most of our projects. That said, we've already seen when we go try to refinance, just new underwriting guidelines, right? We need longer stabilized income. We need more equity at the table. So returns will be stagnated, I think, a little bit over the next year or two. And then you have this crazy JP Morgan report that says, you know, they're looking at a 40% drop in commercial real estate values, worse than it's been since 2008. Now, when you listen to that, that doesn't sound great, but what does it mean? What asset classes? So there's a gentleman by the name of Patrick Carroll. He's the founder and CEO of Carroll, and he is basically a CEO of a real estate investment firm on Wall Street. Here's what he says. He says, the party's over, the office market's gonna get destroyed, hotels are gonna be destroyed, and it's gonna be ugly. Title of the article is, it's going to be ugly. This CEO just issued a dire warning about U.S. real estate, says areas will be destroyed, but he still likes this one niche. What's the one niche? Multifamily housing. Why? Because there's still an undersupply. So that 40% drop in commercial real estate that JP Morgan forecasted is looking at retail and office. And we already knew that there's problems with office because of COVID. And now that the government's not propping up those mortgage payments anymore and all that debt's going to come due, they see a lot of blood in the water in terms of how office is going to get through it. So with the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, the mortgage debt, which is coming due before 2025, which is almost $1.5 trillion, and lending tightening up because they don't know where interest rates are going, you know, you're talking about kind of terrible fundamentals for this particular asset class. So in contrast to commercial, multifamily, so I always say commercial real estate with multifamily only because that's how the loans are written, but I guess let's make a stark contrast, commercial real estate, multifamily. Multifamily market has strong fundamentals. You know, Carol, who owns 33,000 units, which is a couple, you know, he's one of the largest landlords, and he spoke to the largest landlord in the world yesterday, and he basically said, stay alive till 25, and if the fundamentals are sound until 2025, we're going to make it through with really good opportunity. And we're keen on real estate. Multifamily is the sector that a lot of people are focused on right now, which means deal flow is going to tighten up. A lot of private money is going to be flowing into these sectors. So make sure you're aligning yourself with firms that have good deal flow. Right now, we have amazing deals. The current project that we're purchasing in the next couple of weeks is a student housing project. It's 90% pre-leased for next year already. It was 100% leased up this year. The demand at the school is the highest it's ever been. They're an SEC top-rated football team. I mean, there's a lot of fundamentals that go into what should we be purchasing. And student housing I like particularly because it's 12-month leases with parental guarantees. So I think there's a lot of opportunity in multifamily. I think that there's blood in the water for a couple of other asset classes. Moving interest rates. You know, just read Reuters yesterday, dollar weakens as soft data backs a U.S. recession. You know, so the dollar's continuing to fall, which means inflation's continuing to climb. We have 6% CPI with the fastest interest rate hikes of all time. We've never raised interest rates this fast in the history of the United States, and it's still not really curbing consumer price index. You know, I think this month we're starting to see a little bit more of a slowdown, but we're still plus 6%. So how do you hedge against inflation if your money's in the bank and the weakening of the dollar is being compounded by inflation? That means you could be losing 8 to 10% of the value of your money every time that it sits in a bank account. So how do you hedge against that? As we've talked about before, multifamily and apartment complexes hedge against inflation because you're seeing CPI rise, which means rents are rising, which means you're hedging against inflation by investing in those things. So, you know, we are taking a very conservative approach. We're looking for non-variable interest rates. We're assuming the debt right now on this property at 4.2%. So we're still at, you know, 2021 numbers. So we're bringing more capital to the table to do that, but the metrics work. You know, we're buying it at a 6.25% cap rate going in and very strong fundamentals. So look, all of that data to say this, very important to understand where the news articles are getting their information from and then diving deeper into it, right? Because if you read the article headlines, it's doom and gloom. But if you read into the data, then you have a better understanding as to what sectors will survive, what sectors will thrive, what sectors you need to be careful of, and what opportunities there's going to be. I mean, look, if commercial real estate in the office sector drops by 40%, you better believe private equity is going to get in there and they're going to gut some of these office buildings and turn them into multifamily housing, right? That's top of mind. Everybody's thinking about it, but how much is it going to cost? And is the value going to be there after you do the renovations? And are you going to be able to get the renovation bridge loan to do those types of things? So we're not getting involved in that. I know a lot of guys that will and try to continue to do that. And that's great. Our investment ethos is threefold. Preservation of capital first. How do you not lose money? That's a Warren Buffett golden rule is rule number one. Don't lose money. Rule number two, refer back to rule number one. So number one, preservation of capital. How do you not lose money? And it's not to say that all investments don't carry risk, but that's our investment ethos is number one. When we're underwriting, how do we make sure that we're hedging against and down and making sure that we're hedging against the risk of losing capital? Number two is return on investment. How am I getting my money back? Hopefully we have different exit strategies in all of those deals so we can refinance, we could sell, we could hold. How do I get my money back? And then finally, return on investment. If I can't take care of numbers one and two, who cares about number three, right? So be careful in this environment when you're listening to people taunting, you know, or touting these huge returns because they're doing, you know, a heavy lift in this type of project area. not to say that it can't be done, but make sure you're getting experienced operators. There's a lot of really good experienced operators out there that we partner with that have 20-year track records. You know, we're just doing some of the track record information recently. And, you know, the current group of sponsors that we work with have $2 billion currently under management, over $1 billion of exited properties. So, you know, very long track records, great projects, and, you know, they've been through seasons like this before. That's why we're partnering with them. And that's how we vet them. How long of experience do you have? Have you been through this type of environment before? How did you weather the storm? How many exits have you had? Things like that. So good information, good data out there. If you have questions, make sure you're reaching out to us. If you see an article, send it to us. I'd love to take a look at more data. You know, we're always being data driven in terms of how do we learn more about what's happening in the market and where will there be opportunities. We're seeing some really amazing off-market opportunities right now for a variety of reasons. I won't talk about them here until we execute on a couple of them and kind of have a no forward-looking statements, kind of what we've already done. But you know, we have over 1,000 units in the pipeline for the fund, already acquired in the fund. We have another probably 1,000 units in the pipeline that's going to be closing pretty soon. So that's where we're sticking our cash. That's why we like to know what the data is so that we can make sure that we're putting our cash where it makes the most sense and doesn't lose any value and just continue to create generational legacy cash flow and wealth. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you guys listening. Reach out if you have any questions. Thanks for investing with purpose.
Thanks for listening to the Investing with Purpose podcast. If you're finding value, would you leave us a review and share this with your friends? And go to investingwithpurpose.org to learn more about how to partner with us and to learn more about the nonprofits that we support around the world.